One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Good morning. This is Fred Gillenwater, pastor of Russell Road Church in Sydney. We appreciate you joining us this morning and the opportunity to serve you. Our services are Saturday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 9 and 11 a.m. If you would like to contact us, please visit www.russellroadchurch.com or call us at 492-6412.
Easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away.
So far away, but I'll trust.
Yeah.
I need to know.
As long as I know you're here, Father, I know I can make it.
Jesus said, I send you out as sheep among wolves. We got to understand that we have an enemy, right? The Bible talks about sheep among wolves. What's he saying there? Sheep are very, very ignorant animals. And so he says, I want you to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove in Matthew 10:16. And I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. So we have to be aware of who we're around. The wolves are people, and wolves have a nature of preying on their predators. It says that we're supposed to bless those who persecute us and pray for those who despitefully use us. That's hard to do, isn't it? Remember the word blessed? It means eulogio. That's the Greek word, and it means to speak well of. So he wants you to speak well of those people who are doing you wrong. He wants you to find the good in them and talk about it instead of dwelling on the negative that's coming at you. That's power. You can't do that apart from Christ. And that's how the enemy works. He works through people. Remember, we talked about you are either a gate from hell or you're operating as a window from heaven. Remember Peter? Jesus said to him, he said, who do you say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Spirit. Right? At that time, Peter was acting as a window of heaven. He was bringing heaven to earth with that revelation. And then Jesus went on to tell him that he was going to be crucified, he was going to go, and all these things were going to happen. And then Peter said, "Nuh-uh, that's not going to happen to you. I'm with you. I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Now Peter went from a window of heaven to a gate from hell because he was trying to get between Jesus and the will of God. And that's why Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." So that's the way the enemy works through us as well. We can come in here, we can praise God, and we can bless, lift our hands and sing and leave and get an argument out in the parking lot and carry on like we don't even know God. We want to be windows of heaven. So now think about this. If he says, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves, and then Paul said, wolves in sheep's clothing. So in other words, they look like sheep. Talk like sheep, smell like sheep, walk like sheep. They look like sheep. What's the problem? A sheep in wolf's clothing has an agenda, has motives. They've entered into your life with an agenda, with a motive. They come disguised as your friends. If they weren't disguised as your friends, they couldn't get close to you. They couldn't hurt you. You see this? So they come disguised, and their agenda is to get something from you and take from you. And that's where you have to be wise. You have to be wise concerning people. Because they're right there in your circle. They're standing right there. That's why Paul said in Ephesians 5, he says, see to it that you walk circumspectly. Circumspectly means to look, to study. To study your circumstances. Who's standing in your circle? Who is standing in your circle? You need to know the people who are connected to you and who are close to you. Some of them, they're right there. But you got to love them, and you got to bless them, and you got to pray for them. That's the irony of it. God is sending us as sheep among wolves. And we are going to look at this knowing your enemy even in more detail today. Go with me to Micah chapter 7, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 8. The prophet says, "Woe to me, for I am like those who gather summer fruits, like those who glean vintage grapes. There is no cluster to eat of the first ripe fruit, which my soul desires. The faithful man has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net, that they may successfully do evil with both hands. The prince asks for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desire. So they scheme together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your punishment will comes. Now shall be their perplexity. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. For son dishonors father, daughter rises against her mother, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own household. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." So Micah is prophesying to Israel, and there's this fighting going on, and this battling going on, and it's continuous. Micah was struggling because nobody wanted to receive the word of God, and nobody was taking hold of it. So he was struggling, and he was looking for somebody he could trust. When there is a continuous battle in your life, there's nothing greater to have than somebody you can trust. When there's always battling going on, it's so important to have somebody that you can truly trust. So we're going to look at this word trust. And in the New Testament, the word trust is faith. And faith is the substratum of the word trust. The word substratum means underlying philosophy. So faith is really derived from the word trust. In the Hebrew language, there's two words that describe trust, and it's the word omen and the word batah. We're going to look at this word omen. And this word omen means certainty. It means firmness. It means solidarity. It means assurance. It means to believe what he said he will do beyond the shadow of a doubt. Assurance and certainty. That's what omen means. That's what faith is derived from. Now we got the word batah. This is the other Hebrew word. Now listen to this. It means well-being. It means security. It means something or someone in whom you can place your confidence. When you have batah in someone, you can put confidence in that person. Somebody I can trust and lean on, and I know they won't break. Somebody to handle what it is I have put in your hands to trust. The significance of this word is, to whom can I place confidence? When you have decided to place your confidence in someone and it's broken, that's very difficult to repair. Trust is not forgiveness. Trust and forgiveness are not the same. You let me down and you did something outside of what I had hoped for when you break my trust. And here's the second thing you got to deal with. I was foolish enough to trust you. Now I have guilt. I have guilt on my own because I trusted you. I let my hair down and I really released something to you in confidence. And you broke that trust. It can be difficult to overcome broken trust. You have to deal with that guilt because you are hurt now and because what you expected that you did not get back. Folks, there ought to be somebody in this life you can trust. Now I not only have to deal with the person who let me down, but I have to deal with myself for feeling that I could release everything to this person who has no trustworthy qualities and no trustworthy disposition. I have people who'll come to me and even call me. Oh, or send me letters. Write letters and I get them in the mail. You know, Pastor Fred, it just seems like you need somebody to trust. And you know, if you want to call me, I'll be there for you. When I get those, red flags go up. Because folks, listen to me. People cloak untrustworthiness. They cover, that word cloak means cover it. They're going to tell you in your face, they'll be there for you, but, and then you know, they're just looking for something to get on you. The word batah, now listen, the word batah means to feel secure. If I have batah, I can feel secure with you. It means to be unconcerned. It means to have hope. It means to be careless. I got batah. I can be me when I'm with you. Man, I look for those folks. Man, I tell you, when I find someone I can just go and hang out and just talk and not have to worry about every little thing in there, man, that is priceless. That is priceless. I can just be me. Not worry, concerned that you're trying to find something on me and go tell a group and get in this group and begin to whisper and connive to look for something wrong. Trust is where you're unconcerned, to be at ease. Oh, you're just at ease. I can be me. You can open up. But now look, when you get at ease around the wrong people, they take advantage of you. And you let your hair down and you have opened up. They not only find out about the outside about you, but now the inside. And they are dissecting everything that they couldn't find out. And you're freely beginning to release it. You give before the other party gives when you trust. When you have batah, you just give. You just pour it out. I'm just open around you. I will tell everything about me before you tell me anything because I have batah. But now here, watch this. This is what happens. But when I tell about you and you don't trust, what happens is when you don't trust, you put things in escrow. You set it aside until you get yours, then I'm going to get mine. Trust is where you just give it all and you just freely give it. It's like when you fall in love. Remember when you fell in love? Oh, man, you just dog. You know, oh, just everything, you know, shoot. Now watch this. And now you trust them. And love is this cliff. And you're up there with you know, the one you love, you tell everything. They're still up there. They didn't jump. See, because someone who trusts freely gives everything. It's hard to find those kind of people. Trust is to speak it out. And you expect in return. That's batah. That's why when it's broken, it's so difficult to repair. Have you ever just really trusted somebody and they broke your trust? And it's not about forgiveness. It's just, man, I just can't trust that person anymore. I don't know if I'll ever be able to trust them again. It's the inability to forgive oneself for believing in somebody that in the first place. I wished, how could have I done that in the first place? Just told them everything. I wish I could take it back. The person I trusted the most is the one talking behind my back and smiling in my face the most. I'm supposed to trust because there's freedom. There's freedom in trust. There should be somebody in your life that you can trust. I've had people tell me, Fred, you're too open. You know, I'm just open. I'm just kind of that nature. I don't have a problem because I have this thing where I just trust God. They say, you're too open. You need to be more guarded with what you share with people. And that's what they tell me. In other words, what they're saying is you have to limit yourself. You have to limit yourself when you get around people. Folks, I don't want to limit myself when I get around people. Amen. See, that's a cage. I hate cages. I like to be me. Do you see what I mean? I want to be who I am. And so when I have to limit myself, then that means I'm in a cage and I got to watch everything and I'm all locked up. Then you got people, you go out to lunch with them and they're looking over the table, looking in your eyes, looking in your pupils. I've had people just look in my eyes, you know, they're just trying to find something. You know, it's like because, you know, they want something from me, but they're looking. They're waiting. Well, I read something where if he shifts his eyes, something's wrong. Suspicious. Always suspicious. That isn't the way to live, is it? But when you're with somebody you trust, man, good to see you. You kick back, cross your legs, drink your coffee and your water. I'm glad to see you. You know, you just tell them everything.
Man, that's healthy, isn't it? Come on. Oxford says trust is an absolute certainty of somebody's behavior. Now watch this. When you break trust, you can't go back to absolute certainty. I've had people steal from me, take things from me. When I would give you anything, I'm just that type of person. I'll give it. I don't care about stuff. I won't give you my car. But I just will give away anything. I'm not connected to stuff. And then somebody will steal from you. You know what I mean? When you would give them anything, that affects the relationship, doesn't it? You stop trusting now, and now you have to control. Now you have to control. I don't have to trust you now when I know where you are. That's why I'm buying you a cell phone. And I'm going to call you 5 and 6 times a day to see what you up to. Because I no longer trust you. The dimension of our relationship has changed. I cannot be free anymore. I have to keep tabs on where you are at all times because I can no longer trust you. Trust, this word batah talks about trust and children. Children have a natural tendency to trust. They trust adults. That's why Jesus said, come to me as a little child and trust me. Because they don't know the pain and hurt from people yet and how people work. So they'll just trust you. Here's the thing. Now we have to have laws that protect children because children trust adults. But adults are got so many weird things going on that they can't trust children around adults. Trust is huge. Anytime things are bad, look at the people that are around. Bad times and good times are connected to the people that are around. It's never people. Remember, the enemy works through people. And that's what we have to understand. Micah was prophesying to a people. Now listen, but the other prophets that were prophesying were prophesying lies. They were lying to the people. They were lying to the people and not telling them. It says they lie and they wait for blood. They were lying to the people and they thought they were all right, but they weren't. Lies are fiction. Truth is reality. I can't make decisions based on fiction. I need to make decisions in my life based on truth. I want to go somewhere where I can hear the truth. Jesus said, sanctify them with your truth, for your word is truth. I need to be in a place where somebody will tell me the truth. Somebody who's always got fiction and not telling you the truth. Jeremiah 2:14 says they have visions, false and deceptive visions. Therefore, they have not uncovered your iniquity and you remain in captivity. In other words, their lying prophets were lying and the people stayed in bondage because of the prophets lying to them. But you see, where there's truth, it releases freedom. That's why the churches that are not preaching the truth, folks, they're dying by the wayside. They're just not going to have any power. The prophets would not tell the truth, and the people thought they were all right when they weren't. Where there are lies, there is confusion. They were sacrificing children and their lives all in the name of pleasing God. God was not concerned about their sacrifice, but he is concerned about his relationship with you. In Micah 6:8, he says, show me what is good, O God. And he says to love mercy and walk humbly with your God. This is good. Where there is corruption all around, there's corruption all around. You're dealing with people who are selfish and full of selfish aggrandizement, is a word. That means you're steeped in pleasing yourself. And you're not concerned about the whole. When people are caught up and corrupt, they don't look for the best in you because they can't control the best in you. So they look for what's worst in you because they want you to slip up and do something wrong. We ought to be able to walk into the church, into a group of people and say, I need some help in this area of my life. But I'm telling you what, the church sometimes is the last place you can do that to really get some help. But we ought to have a place where we can just trust someone in a group. Am I making sense? The reason we can't do that is because people are always looking for the wrong to pull you down. Now watch this. Verse 2, there are no faithful men. Faithful men have perished from the earth. Folks, it's when you find somebody faithful, you got something. And you've got somebody you can count on. Man, that's huge. He says all the faithful men have perished. Good people are hard to find. When you find somebody real and genuine in your life, you've got something. But I'm here to tell you, if you've got somebody real and genuine in your life, you can rest assured God put them there. God put them there. And you didn't find them on your own. God brought them into your life. The devil has a lot of folks who look good, sound good, but there's no good in them anywhere, anyway, anytime. When you stick them with a fork, you can tell because they're not done on the inside. You look like you needed to laugh a little bit. It's difficult to trust anything to anybody anymore. When you take your car and get it fixed, you got this big long list of all these things that needed repaired that really don't need repaired. Has anybody ever experienced that? But when you find one you can trust, boy, you want to be there, don't you? Now watch this. People will gather in groups and whisper and connive to tear you apart. I don't know who's been whispering about you, but God told me to tell you that He has your back. You hold on to what God is calling you to and don't ever let go because He has got your back. If you're still standing, it's because God is with you. God is with you and He has stopped those little groups that are trying to tear you apart and He's shut their mouths up. Am I making sense today? Because anytime you're trying to do what's right, there are going to be groups and little conniving. They're always trying to bring you down. Now, I'm not on a big parade up here. I'm talking about knowing your enemy. This is for all of us. He says in verse 3, look here, that they may successfully do evil with both hands, that the prince asks for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe. The magistrates were looking for money under the table. The only way they could get a good, clear judgment is to take money under the table. They had to pay folks off to get anything of any value for their judgment. Now watch this. Everybody was looking to be paid. But I'm going to tell you something. You cannot buy good people. You can't buy good people. They can't be bought. Proverbs says, a virtuous woman and her price is above rubies and high above rubies. In other words, she's invaluable. There's nothing that can buy her. And that's a good person. You can't be bought when you are truly a good person. He says the best of them, look at this. Verse 4, the best of them is like a briar. You know what briars are? They're those pricker bushes. They just prick you. They just hurt when you're around. Man, I got to get out of here. That's what that's talking about. Briars, they're pricky bushes. But these people, you know what these people are? They don't like themselves. So they're bitter and they're cynical. And when you get around them, it's like, oh, man. Folks, we don't need to be around people who don't like themselves. Because if they don't like themselves, they're definitely not going to be for your benefit. You know what? When you truly have the joy of the Lord, you can live in a one-bedroom efficiency and come over and just feel the love. You just know you are in the presence of some good company. You ever been around somebody like that? You can just let it go. Man, you just can tell. You can tell you can trust them. There's something about them. Now look at this. Some folks hate to see it when you're happy. They hate to see when you're doing good. And they don't know what all you've been through to get where you're at. And they can't stand it. Where did you get that dress? Or where did you get that coat? Who bought that for you? Who you been talking to? What, you got a new car now? Look what he says. Verse 5. Do not trust in a friend. Do not put your confidence in a companion. That word companion is translated guide. Leaders. You can't even trust leaders. You can't even trust some people. Don't trust people with a title. Don't trust somebody because they're a pastor. Don't trust somebody because they're a bishop or they're a reverend. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying not that title. You got to watch your friends. Most of them are weak to help you out. When you are in a trial, most of your friends can't help you because your friends are there leeching on you and don't have what you need for help when you need help. Just like David when he was at Ziklag. The men that he had helped, that he had raised up, he had watched over, and he helped them, gave his life for them. When he needed them the most, they turned their back on him. The only reason they were there was because of what they could get out of him. Remember, he said, I have to encourage myself. That's what he said after being around those groups, because they were out to take him down. You need folks in your life who are there not to take, but are waiting to give, so that when hard times come, you have somebody you can count on. In verse 5, he says, from her who lies on your bosom. You know what that's talking about? Who you're sleeping with. You got to watch who you're sleeping with. Now, this is talking about your wife or your husband. So, see, you got to watch the pillow talk. What you're telling them sometimes. It's bad when you are betrayed, but it's worse when you're betrayed by your family. You have folks just like Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery. You have people in your family that will sell you out for their benefit. And friends in your church that will sell you out for their benefit. You can't trust everybody. In 2 Timothy, it says perilous times are coming. We are in perilous times. It says men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, unthankful, unholy, always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And one translation of that same passage says, they are without natural affections. Here's how you see if you can trust somebody. If somebody won't take care of their children and doesn't love their own children, you better beware of that person. Because you got people today that won't even take care of their own children. You better not let that person too close into your life and put too much stock in what they're doing. Yeah, you can help them and do it, but you know what? They're going to take something. Here's another one. They won't take care of their own parents. They don't love their parents. I didn't have a real strong relationship with my mom when I was a kid, but now I can't wait to go see her. I can trust my mom. Are you with me? In 2 Timothy 4, Paul had helped all these people. Every one of these people in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, he had helped them. He had been there for them. He had gone the extra mile for them. He said, at my first offense, no one stood with me. No one stood with me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that the message would be fully preached. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work. Every evil work. I got good news today. If you're not with me when I'm going down, you're not going to be with me when I'm coming up. And that's the way it is. Because folks, we need some folks we can trust. Folks, he prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. We can trust the Lord. It says in Isaiah 26:3, in his perfect peace, he will keep them whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in him. He says, I will trust in Yahweh the Lord, for he is my strength. We need to trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Trust him. Everybody say, I trust him. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord for your relationships. Trust the Lord for your children. Trust the Lord for your finances. Trust the Lord for your jobs and your income. Trust him. He'll never let you down.
Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out. And he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up. But God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know when the pain's going in. But I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you.
You have been listening to the radio broadcast of Russell Road Church. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at www.russellroadchurch.com. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. We close today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete. Be of good comfort. be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.